Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And it's a long day, living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard.
Welcome back to 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Mel Kleiman, our new friend, founder and president of Humetrics, author of Hire Tough, Manage Easy. That's one of his five books. And he's here to talk to us some more about this concept of hiring stars. I like that idea. Don't just hire people for the job you have for them to do today. Hire people that can take tomorrow's jobs. Hey, Mel, I want you to talk to us about how to hire tough, manage easy. And I know you want to blend in your earlier idea about the unique employment proposition, but blend that into why we hire tough and manage easy.
Okay, so you hire, the interesting, why do you hire tough? Okay, quote by Sam Walton, I think, said the most important decision a manager makes every single day is who he or she allows in the door to help take care of the customer. No matter what your business is, the key to your business is the people you have working with you. And so the most important decision you make, and the fact of the matter is, why I wrote Hire Tough, Manage Easy, is the fact of the matter is most of us really don't know how to interview, and we could spend hours on this conversation or have another conversation specifically just on how to interview. But let me just give you a key, because we want to talk about how to hire for culture. We want to talk about hire tough. Let's go back to unique employment proposition for a minute. Why should somebody work for you? Here's a list. This will give you a question that will help you identify culture, help you identify great employees, and nobody asks. And also you identify key motivators and drivers. It's not the number one question I ask, but it's one that should be in your interview. If you've developed a unique employment proposition, one, you use it for recruiting. Here are the reasons people come to work for us. Let's say you've got a list of 5, 10 reasons, and they're unique. Well, I've got one company that only has one reason. You come to work for us because we care. That's their unique employment proposition. But then it says we care about our community, we care about our people, we care about everything else.
But whatever that position is, though, Mel, you have to deliver. That's what people are watching, isn't it? You have to be, whatever you tell them, whatever you say, you have to be prepared to back it up with performance, don't you?
If you can't back it up, you're not in business. If you've got a unique selling proposition, it should be sitting on your wall where every customer can see it.
Yeah.
Why do I come to work? Why do I shop? Why do I buy from you? Put that on the wall, then every person who works for you has to live with it. Take your unique employment proposition and put it on the back of every single manager's door, because that's the way you build your culture.
Mm-hmm.
Put it out there where everybody is held accountable.
Do you recommend that whatever we come up with, whatever that is, we get the people to buy into this, say, okay, now this is what we've all said. Do we all agree on this, and do we all commit to this? What do you think? You think that's a good idea?
That's it. And then take that. Here's what you do with it. That holds them accountable. But in your interviewing process, here's a unique question you never see. Take that list of, let me use 10 because I like the round number. Here's your list of our 10. Here's the 10 reasons people work for us. One, subtly, that gives people reasons to come to work for you. It subtly says, here's what we stand for. Then say, go through that list and tell me which one of these is absolutely most important to you. Of all the reasons, is it work-life balance? Is it opportunity for growth? Is it because we do the right thing because it's the right thing to do? Do you come for work like Branson from Virgin Air said? We want to train you well enough that you can leave, but treat you so well you'll want to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Should that be on your list? Put that in front of an applicant and say, okay, which one of these is most important to you? And then why? What did you just get? You got real insight into what that person wants and desires. And at the same time, you showed him what your company stands for. How powerful is that of a question to ask? And nobody asks it. So you don't get canned answers.
Yeah, and these are the kind, not only is this the right thing to do, but Mel, correct me if I'm wrong, younger candidates, this is the kind of stuff they want to hear, isn't it?
That's it. But it's not just younger people want to hear it, Jim. I want to hear it. I want to hear the fact that we do the right thing, but it's the right thing to do.
Well, of course, Mel, everybody's younger than me.
And hold our people accountable. You got to hold yourself accountable. If you don't hold yourself accountable, then you can't expect your people to be accountable.
Right. So last thoughts on what would be an example of managing tough? What would be hiring tough. What would be a perfect example of that?
A perfect answer of hiring tough is, number one, knowing what you need to hire. Okay? Especially for small companies, medium-sized companies. Any manager, the first key to hiring tough is not the questions you ask the applicant. It's the questions you ask yourself.
Mm-hmm.
That's the key to hiring tough. The questions you ask yourself. What does this person I hire do to be successful?
Right.
People talk about job descriptions. I hate job descriptions. But try this. You're going out to hire somebody. You're going to fill a new position or an old position. I want you to literally play a game in your mind. I've now hired Mel. Okay? You've now hired Mel to be part of your team.
I got to wrap it up. I need your website, please.
Website, humetrics.com.
Humetrics.
Humetrics. Human measurement. Humetrics.com.
All right. Mel Kleiman, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.